Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Tuesday, October 1st, 2019. We have 8 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have north winds 5 to 10 knots with gusts to 15 knots, wind waves from the north 1 foot high at 4 seconds apart, and northwest swells 2 feet at 12 seconds, shifting to the southwest at 15 seconds. So you see, the wind is going to go from the northwest around to the southwest, which is, I believe is called backing around the compass rose in sort of a counterclockwise way. And that shows you that there's a weather system moving through. So we get these sort of indicators, like before we had satellites and before we had Google Maps and before we had all these weather apps on our phones, people learned about the weather and sort of told what was happening or what might happen from conditions around them that they could see. So that's where things like the Beaufort wind scale became very, very valuable. If you've never heard of the Beaufort wind scale, it's something that really is quite interesting to think about at this time of year when the weather intensifies, because it was created long ago by a British Navy officer, I believe, who started observing at different velocities of wind what the effect would be on the surrounding areas, both on land and at sea. So there are certain, you know, sort of indices or levels where things ramp up. So you'll have calm water, and then there'll be a slight breeze, and then as things get stronger, you'll start to see waves. And then you'll start to see white caps where the waves are almost like breaking in the river. We see that during windy conditions on ebb currents sometimes. And then when you get out at sea, you'll start to see the wave heights deepen. And when the wind starts to intensify to another level on the Beaufort wind scale, you'll see a phenomenon called spin drift, where the tops of the waves are blown off by the weather. And so it's an example of how observation of our environment can help us understand what the weather is. And that is something that mariners rely on. And so things like change of wind direction is one of those indicators from looking around in your environment that a weather system is moving through. And this time of the year, we always have a lot of weather coming our way, but this time of the year, we're getting a lot of those low-pressure systems, as we always do. And so you'll start seeing in the marine weather forecast more small craft advisories, and then gale warnings, and even storm warnings for weather. And when the weather starts to get bad here, say in Astoria and Warrenton area, you can guarantee that it's worse out in the ocean. I remember I've said this many times on the Ship Report, but you can. One captain said to me that the weather is always worse than the forecast says, and the waves are always taller than the forecast says when you get out to sea, out right offshore where the big ships go. So we're not quite there yet, but in another month or two, you'll probably see the Columbia River Bar closed. It'll go on to red status because the weather will just become too tempestuous at the mouth of the river there where the ocean meets the sea, which is a difficult area anyway. If you add the piece of bad weather in there, it can just become untenable. When you get an 800-foot-long ship that draws 40 feet of water in a confined space, you have to be darn sure that you're going to be able to control it. And so when the seas get up to 20 feet or higher, you'll start to see the Columbia River Bar on red status. And so we're not there yet. Today looks to be a beautiful day. Let's take a look at who's coming and going on the river today. We have a relatively small ship schedule. I think it may be the after effects from the Bonneville Dam locks being closed, because they were closed for quite a few weeks while they were making repairs. And as a result, the supply chain from the inland west of wheat was not able to come downriver, all those tugs and barges. So that's how the wheat gets to the ships in this part of the country anyway. It comes down the river on tugs and barges to ports like Vancouver and Portland, where it is then loaded on ships. And so this time of year, the river should have lots and lots of wheat ships in it. And I imagine that will happen over the next few weeks. But let's take a look who's here today. We have 4 inbounders. First one is the Indian Bulker arriving from Long Beach, California, headed for Calama. Her cargo, I believe, is steel. If she has a certain kind of steel on board, big, heavy rolls of steel, this is a very interesting cargo because, like cars and anything else that can independently move around inside of a ship, they need to be very heavily lashed down in their spots. And so when you have something like a car ship or a cargo like this, big, heavy coils of steel, there are crew members whose job it is to go around inside the ship and check those cargoes every day to make sure they are still lashed down, because, you know, you can imagine, even though there are lashings, they can work loose under the constant movement, because ships are never actually stationary. They're always in motion. Even at the dock, you can feel slight movement of a vessel if you're used to it and are paying attention. So the water is a fluid, of course, and anything that's sitting in it, it will move even a little bit. So a cargo like the one on this ship, if it is those coils of steel, is being very carefully checked, especially if there's been any turbulent seas out there. So she'll pass Astoria around 10:30 a.m. You might see her in Calama by about 3:30 p.m. It takes about 5 hours to get from Astoria to Calama. We have a cruise ship in town today, another repositioning cruise. So we've been seeing a lot of ships coming here. Astoria has become a really popular port for those West Coast repositioning cruises. So we don't see our cruise ships in the summer or the wintertime like a lot of other places do. Warm places get them in the winter, places that have, you know, temperate climate get them in the summer. But we see them when they are moving from one sort of stomping ground to another. So all these big cruise ships have been up in the Alaska Puget Sound area for the summer. Now they're migrating like birds, I like to say, down to the warmer climates. So these ships are going down to places in California, ports where they will be readied for a winter season in Mexico or other places. So those ships are stopping here because it's a nice and, I think, perhaps a little less expensive cruise for people to take one of these repositioning cruises. So it's a nice day for people to be in Astoria. I hope our visitors have a lovely time. So she should be here at the port of Astoria. She's arriving from Vancouver, British Columbia, around 11:30 a.m. The ANSAC Christine Nancy, when you see that acronym ANSAC in the name of a ship, it means Soda Ash, American Natural Soda Ash Corporation. Arriving from Japan, headed for the Vancouver anchorage, she's going to be picking up soda ash at the port of Portland, but she's going into the anchorage off of Vancouver to wait a bit until a berth opens up for her. She'll pass Astoria around 5 p.m. She might get into the Vancouver anchorage area around 11 p.m. today. And the Gorgoy Picos is a ship that has come into the river before. Arriving from China, headed for the Astoria anchorage. Not quite sure what her cargo is, but my best guess right now would be wheat when she can pick it up. In the Astoria anchorage, we have three ships. The Vijayanagar is awaiting orders. It's a really unusual name, so I looked it up. Sometimes I'll Google the name of a ship, and I found out that it is a Sanskrit word. It means city of victory, and it's named for a great ruined city in southern India, and it's also the name of the empire that ruled in the 1300s to the 1600s. So the Vijayanagar, named for probably a very important thing in Indian history. Then we have the Supreme Star and the Kerveros awaiting orders. And an outbounders today, we actually have no outbounders. This is kind of unusual, but I would say that this is probably connected to the fact that we did have that closure of the Bonneville Dam locks, which has been repaired last Friday. Those locks opened up again, so barge traffic is heading down the river. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.